Why did you enter the back door at number 10 when you visited the Prime Minister following the last general election?
Well, because I was asked to. I was invited within days to have a cup of tea to be thanked for the support by Mr. Cameron.
در قسمت‌های گذشته این برنامه
اس پروگرام کی گذشتہ قسطوں میں برطانیہ میں حکومت اور ذرائع ابلاغ کے مختلف پہلوؤں کا جائزہ لیا گیا تھا روپرٹ مرداک اور ان کے میڈیا کی بدعنوانی برطانیہ کے سیاسی اور فوجی اداروں سے میڈیا کے تعلقات کی ایک واضح مثال ہے نظامی انگلیس پہ شمار می رود
لائک ادر پارٹی لیڈرز ان آور کنٹری فار ڈیکیڈز آئی ہیو ٹرائیڈ ٹو کنوینس میڈیا آؤٹ لیٹس ٹو سپورٹ دی پالیسیز آف مائی پارٹی اینڈ ناؤ مائی گورنمنٹ
Everywhere you look, there are these connections. This cabinet minister was very friendly with this person in the Murdoch organisation. That cabinet minister was a former employee of Rupert Murdoch. There, all of these things add up to a very, very close interweaving of government and the Murdoch organisation.
در این برنامه اس پروگرام میں کوشش کی جائے گی کہ برطانیہ میں صحافتی ضابطۂ اخلاق کے موضوع میں جسٹس برائن لیفسن کی تحقیقات کے نتائج کے مطابق یہ دیکھیں کہ میڈیا نے رائے عامہ کے ذہنوں کو کس طرح سے سیاستدانوں کے حق میں موڑا ہے
ڈیوڈ کیمرن واز کلٹیویٹنگ مرڈوک لائک اینی تھنگ اینڈ ان ڈیو کورس یو سو ہز پالیسیز چینج
ہیئر از روپرٹ مرڈوک سن شیپنگ دی نیکسٹ پوٹینشل برٹش پرائم منسٹر
دس جولائی سن 2011 کو روپرٹ مرداک نے ایک ٹیلی فون کے ذریعے اپنے معروف اور کثیر الاشاعت روزنامہ نیوز آف دی ورلڈ کو بند کر دینے کا حکم جاری کر دیا
The story that is really buzzing all around the country and certainly here in New York is that the News of the World, a news corporation newspaper in Britain, used...
I'm not talking about that issue at all today. I'm sorry.
Okay. No worries, Mr. Chairman. That's fine with me.
I'm too far removed out of here.
Okay.
لیکن اب ٹیلی فون ہیکنگ اسکینڈل کو روکنے کے لیے کافی دیر ہو چکی تھی مرداک کے قریبی ترین افراد یک بعد دیگر گرفتار ہو رہے تھے اور بدنامی اور اسکینڈل کا دائرہ روز بروز پھیلتا جا رہا تھا لیکن کن لوگوں نے سب سے پہلے مرداک کے اخبارات کے ذریعے مکالمے ٹیپ کرنے کا راز فاش کیا
In 2005 Buckingham Palace became aware the Queen's household became aware that some hacking had been going on. It turns out that two princes, Prince Harry and Prince William, had both been hacked their phones by the News of the World.
Prince William and Prince Harry noticed that a lot of private information about how they lived their lives was getting out into the News of the World. And there was one particular incident, I think Prince William had damaged his leg or something, When they knew only one other person knew about this, the royal family set a trap. They sent bogus information down the line, and the News of the World fell for the trap. And that's how the original phone hacking story emerged. It was the News of the World fell for a trap set by the Fortham by the royal family. And everything flowed from that.
پس از مدت کوتاهی مشخص شد تھوڑے ہی عرصے کے بعد یہ واضح ہو گیا کہ مرداک کے اخبارات نے شاہی خاندان کی صرف ٹیلیفونی گفتگو ہی نہیں سنی بلکہ اس خاندان کے سینکڑوں افراد کی ذاتی زندگیوں میں جھانکنے کی بھی کوشش کی گئی تھی
Anybody who was potentially a newspaper story, ordinary people who were on the fringes of criminal affair, criminal matters, victims of crime, and so forth. These were all became in the ambit of a phone hacking operation that was industrial in its scale.
It was as if a private investigation outfit, based on it, it's like an intelligence agency. They were using many of the same techniques of a state intelligence agency, that it would appear, the same intrusive techniques.
They were using some private detective agencies, some of which had police, ex-police officers working for them. And it might very well be that the whole method of being able to hack into phone messages, they might have been taught that by the police.
You just dialed up the mobile number of the celebrity, and then normally they wouldn't answer a phone that they didn't know. So it would just automatically go on to leave a message. So you hit 9, which told the phone that you were the user, and then it would say, put in a code, what is your code? And in the early days, everyone just left it at the factory settings of 0000. So it was very easy. So you just rang up David Beckham and then 940s to try and listen to his messages. I mean, the one time I remember I told the Leveson Inquiry, I tried to do it and he answered the phone. It's like, oh, no, no. What do you want? Nothing. Hello, bye.
شروع میں تو برطانوی پولیس کے ساتھ مرداک کے گہرے تعلقات نے اس امر میں اس کی مدد کی کہ وہ نیوز آف دی ورلڈ کے صرف ایک ملازم کو ٹیلیفونی مکالمے ضبط کرنے کے سکینڈل میں ملوث بتائے اور اپنے میڈیا کو اس سکینڈل سے بری ذمہ قرار دے دے.
The police came out very swiftly and said, this is not evidence, we're not following this up, this is old. You couldn't convict anybody with this. It's, you know, that's the end of it. News International, taking what the police said, you know, like manna from heaven, said, okay, well, there's nothing we need to do because there is no story. Everybody at that stage, this was early 2007, was anxious to say that was the end of it. Certainly the Murdoch papers were, the police were, Andy Coulson resigned, that was, you know, draw a line under it all, let's move on. It's, you know, one rogue reporter was what they said. There was one rogue reporter and that was it. We've established that. It wasn't the case.
This is the big lie, that it was one rogue reporter. The royal editor, Clive Goodman, who hacked into Prince Harry's phone, Andy Coulson and Rebecca Brooks, always said, well, we didn't know he was doing it. You know, it was just him. No one else did it. So, I mean, it was a lie right from the word off, and a really bad lie.
تحقیقات اخیر نشان می‌دهد
تازه ترین تحقیقات سے یہ ثابت ہو گیا کہ ٹیلیفونی مکالمے کی چوری ہی مرداک کے اخبارات کی ایک اہم نیوز سورس تھی. مرداک کے اخبارات کے دفاتر پر حکم فرما انتہائی کرخت ماحول اس بات کا متقاضی ہوا کرتا تھا کہ اس میں کام کرنے والے صحافی کہیں نہ کہیں سے اپنا ایشو تیار کریں.
One girl on her first day thinking, oh, I've made it to national newspaper journalism. There was so much swearing and shouting, when it came round to her turn to present her ideas in conference, she fainted, out cold, and she went home and we never saw her again. Shame. I mean, she, you know. So it was quite a high-pressured environment. You would do anything to keep your job and B, get a story. I mean, anything. Lie, cheat, steal, do the things we're trying to expose the people for doing.
با تحقیقات ممتد به برخی از خبرنگاران،
با صحافیوں بالخصوص اخبار گارڈین کے رپورٹر نک ڈیوس کی مسلسل تحقیقات اور پھر برطانوی دارالعوام میں مرداک کے کچھ مخالفین کی کوششوں سے میڈیا کے اس بحران کا جاری رہنا اور اس کو خفیہ رکھنا ممکن نہیں ہو سکا.
News of the World is less than 1% of our company. I employ 53,000 people around the world who are proud and great and ethical and distinguished.
A public inquiry had been set up. Politicians were acknowledging that the relationship between them and News International was unhealthy. The police were in a state of shame for their failure to follow up the case. And in short order, senior police officers resigned, people from News International resigned, and the inquiry began digging.
برطانیہ میں اس قسم کے گہرے وسیع اور غیر قانونی پہلوؤں کا راز فاش ہو جانے کے بعد یہ فطری بات تھی کہ اس اسکینڈل کے جواب میں فوری رد عمل سامنے آئے اور تاریخی اور بدترین اسکینڈل کی تحقیقاتی کمیٹی کی ذمہ داری جسٹس لیوزن کو دی گئی تاکہ برطانیہ میں جو سیاسی اور سماجی طوفان اٹھ کھڑا ہوا تھا اس کو خاموش کیا جا سکے.
Starting as soon as possible, Lord Justice Leveson, assisted by a panel of senior independent figures with relevant expertise in media, broadcasting, regulation and government, will inquire into the culture, practices and ethics of the press, their relationship with the police.
البته شخصی که تحت فشار افکار عمومی،
جس شخص نے رائے عامہ کے دباؤ میں آ کر ان تحقیقات کا عمل شروع کرایا تھا اسی کی سب سے زیادہ سرزنش ہوئی۔ نیوز کارپوریشن کے ڈائریکٹروں اور خود مرداک کے ساتھ ڈیوڈ کیمرون کی بے حد قربت برطانیہ میں ذرائع ابلاغ اور حکومت کے درمیان روابط کو سب پر ظاہر کر رہی تھی۔
Why did you enter the back door at number 10 when you visited the Prime Minister following the last general election?
Well, because I was asked to.
You were asked to go in the back door of number 10?
Yes.
Why would that be?
To avoid photographers in the front. I imagine. I don't know. I was asked. I just did what I was told.
It's strange that given heads of state managed to go in the front door.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to go in the back door.
Yes. I was invited within days to have a cup of tea to be thanked for the support by Mr. Cameron.
لیکن ان تعلقات کی جڑیں کہاں پیوست ہیں؟ برطانیہ کے 2010 کے انتخابات سے قبل مرداک سمجھتا تھا کہ وہ اپنے مقاصد اسی وقت حاصل کر سکتا ہے جب وہ ڈیوڈ کیمرون کی حمایت کرے گا۔
I think Murdoch knew when Cameron got into power that he was backing somebody who sympathized with him and would understand his requirements, I think, the requirements of his business.
2007 onwards, David Cameron was cultivating Murdoch like anything, and in due course you saw his policies change, his policies changing on Europe, his policies changing on the BBC, his policies being molded in order, so it would appear, to fit in with the Murdoch agenda, not just his political agenda, but also there's some evidence or circumstantial evidence that David Cameron was molding his policies to fit the commercial agenda of the Murdoch newspapers.
Among the key advisors to and the key ministers and supporters or prospective ministers were people like George Osborne, sympathetic to Murdoch, Jeremy Hunt, very sympathetic to Murdoch, enthusiastic about Murdoch's future and plans for television and newspapers and so forth, and Michael Gove, a former long-time employee of Rupert Murdoch's at the Times, and a passionate enthusiast for Murdoch and for all he stood for in media and broadcasting. So in backing Cameron, I think that Murdoch had a reasonable expectation that they would give his plans a fair wind. Whatever it was that he wanted, he had very sympathetic ministers there in place.
تغییر جناح ناگهانی مرداک
مرداک کی طرف سے الیکشن سے پہلے دوسری پارٹی یعنی کنزرویٹو پارٹی کے حق میں حمایت کی پالیسی میں اچانک تبدیلی اس پوری حقیقت کی گواہ ہے۔
Looking at it from the outside, it's an extraordinary coincidence that at the same moment that the Murdoch papers go behind Cameron, that Cameron goes behind their commercial interest.
I had a surveillance van. I parked it outside Rebecca Brooks' house in 2010, just before the election. And the idea was to try and get a picture of David Cameron, James Murdoch and Rebecca Brooks all riding a horse together in Major Brooks's fields. And actually we missed the shot, but the story was quite a good one, that here is, you know, Rupert Murdoch's son shaping the next potential British Prime Minister. So we thought that's a little bit too much influence for someone to have. It's like, this is what you've got to do to be Prime Minister, you know, you've got to smile like this and, you know, be presented in this particular way.
It was a little bit disappointing to see David Cameron apparently dancing to the Murdoch tune.
They became much closer than was proper for a Prime Minister, I mean, for a government minister, for a politician generally.
ڈیوڈ کیمرون مرداک کے سینئر ڈائریکٹروں سے قریب ہو کر سن 2010 کے انتخابات میں مرداک اور ان کے افراد کی ہمہ جانبہ حمایت حاصل کرنا چاہتے تھے، مگر یہ روابط پیشہ ورانہ تعلقات سے کہیں زیادہ تھے۔
One of the people who spent most time with the Prime Minister was a man called Andy Coulson, former editor of the News of the World, one of Rupert Murdoch's employees. Again, Rebecca Brooks, personal close friend of David Cameron and his wife Samantha. They met socially in weekends in Oxfordshire in the country. They exchanged surprisingly intimate text messages and so forth.
The 7th of October 2009, which I think is during the party conference,
yes.
But it's certainly within 8 or 9 days or so of the shift of support. It was sent by Mrs. Brooks to you, timed at 16:45 in the afternoon. The first line has been redacted because it's on grounds of relevance, and then she says, but seriously, which suggests that the first line contains or might contain something of a jocular nature. I do understand the issue with the Times. Let's discuss over country supper soon. On the party, it was because I had asked a number of NI, that's obviously News International people, to Manchester post-endorsement, and they were disappointed not to see you. But as always, Sam was wonderful, brackets, and I thought it was OEs that were charm personified, question mark, close brackets. I'm so rooting for you tomorrow, not just as a personal friend, but because professionally, we're definitely in this together. Speech of your life, question mark, yes, he can. Exclamation mark. The rooting for you tomorrow was obviously you were giving a speech probably at the party conference.
I think it was my party conference speech. I think I can explain this email.
I was amazed that they could have that close a relationship, that beyond those sort of chummy terms. I think it was the sort of text message you would expect from your sister.
You're the Prime Minister and this text message is being read out in open court. It must have been an excruciating moment for David Cameron because it betrayed the depths of this sort of closeness, almost this conspiracy the two of them were having together. And Cameron will have died inside as it was read out. It's worth bearing in mind that a lot of those text messages, I mean, they've only published one or two, but there were hundreds of them, apparently, sent between the Prime Minister and Mrs. Brooks. And I dare say that a lot of them are very embarrassing indeed.
We know that in the sort of mirror image of that, he was sending text messages to her that ended LOL, lots of love. This is just, I mean, it was astonishing.
ڈیوڈ کیمرون نے مرداک کی حمایت حاصل کرنے کے لیے سب سے اہم کام اس وقت کیا جب انہوں نے اخبار نیوز آف دی ورلڈ کے چیف ایڈیٹر کو جنہوں نے ٹیلی فون ہیکنگ اسکینڈل کے بعد استعفیٰ دیا تھا اپنا پرسنل کمیونیکیشن ڈائریکٹر بنا لیا تھا.
Coulson went with David Cameron into 10 Downing Street to be the Prime Minister's media advisor. And all of this time he had hanging over him the fact that the hacking had gone on and the fact that he had denied to David Cameron any knowledge of it. Cameron accepted those points.
I can say that it's obvious that Andy Coulson knew all about phone hacking. It's obvious that Rebecca Brooks did, and it's probably obvious that James Murdoch did. When are they going to arrest him? And it's also probably obvious that David Cameron knew all about phone hacking, and he is a liar.
If I was lied to, if the police were lied to, if the Select Committee was lied to, it would be a matter of deep regret and a matter for a criminal prosecution.
I must challenge the Prime Minister on the accuracy of one of his assertions. He said that nobody raised Andy Coulson's conduct with him whilst he worked for the Prime Minister. I did, in a letter on the 4th of October last year, after new allegations that he'd listened to tapes of intercepted voicemail messages came through, and I said in the letter that this cast doubt on the accuracy of Mr. Coulson's statement. I'm still waiting for a reply.
The point, I thank and let me pay tribute to the Honourable Gentleman and what he has done.
Andy Coulson, پس از گزشت ماه
اخبار نیوز آف دی ورلڈ کے بند ہونے کے مہینوں بعد اینڈی کولسن کو ٹیلی فونی مکالمے سننے یا ریکارڈ کرنے کے معاملے میں مجرم قرار دیا گیا. اس اسکینڈل کی وجہ سے لوگوں کا اعتماد میڈیا اور سیاستدانوں پر سے تیزی کے ساتھ اٹھتا جا رہا تھا, لیکن بنیادی سوال یہ ہے کہ حکومت اور میڈیا کے غیر قانونی یا قانون سے ماورا اقدامات کے بارے میں عوام اور شہری حقوق کی تنظیموں کی اطلاعات اور معلومات میں اضافے کے باوجود کیا میڈیا کی کارکردگی پر نظر رکھنے کے لیے کوئی چارہ کار تلاش کیا جا سکا ہے جس سے آئندہ اس قسم کے واقعات کے اعادے کو روکا جا سکے.
lots of evidence to show that while the press always said we have a very effective complaints mechanism, we are well regulated, we abide by a code of practice, we're forced to abide by this code of practice, it turned out that that was all a sham, and that they had a complaints process, but it was heavily weighted in their favour. None of the really big scandals in the press were ever properly investigated or lessons learned or anything like that. The whole thing was there more to protect the newspapers than to protect the public.
تین اہم عوامل برطانیہ میں مرداک کے میڈیا اور اخبارات کے لیے مؤثر واقع ہوں گے. نمبر ایک، برطانیہ کے اعلی حکام اور پولیس کے ذریعے لوگوں کے جواب دینے کا طریقہ اور ذمہ داریوں کو قبول کرنا. نمبر دو، جرائم کا ارتکاب کرنے والوں اور میڈیا کے بھینٹ چڑھنے والوں کے سلسلے میں عدلیہ کی کارروائی. نمبر تین، میڈیا کی کارکردگی پر منظم مانیٹرنگ کے لیے بنیادی اصلاحات کی نوعیت نیز میڈیا کے بادشاہوں سے سیاستدانوں اور اعلی حکام کے تعلقات و تعاون کی نوعیت.
You'll probably see a process whereby different groups in society that have interests that are opposed to the mainstream will increasingly take to alternative forms of media.
نتائج کمیته تحقیق قاضی لیوسون.
جسٹس لیوسون کی تحقیقاتی کمیٹی کے نتائج کے سامنے آنے کے بعد سے اب تک یہ ہوا ہے کہ مرداک نے نیوز انٹرنیشنل کی مالکیت سے استعفیٰ دے دیا. جن لوگوں نے ٹیلیفونی مکالمے ریکارڈ کیے تھے ان میں سے کئی ایک کو جیل میں بند کر دیا گیا، جن میں ریبیکا بروکس اور اینڈی کولسن بھی شامل ہیں. اور اسی طرح اخبار نیوز آف دی ورلڈ کی اشاعت پر بھی پابندی لگا دی گئی ہے. لیکن بنیادی مسئلہ یہ ہے کہ قومی اور بین الاقوامی سطح پر حقیقی اصلاحات کا راستہ ہموار نہ ہونے کے پیش نظر مرداک اپنی میڈیا پالیسی ان سیاستدانوں کے حق میں پوری شد و مد کے ساتھ جاری رکھے ہوئے ہے جو اس کے میڈیا کے مفادات کی حفاظت اور اس میدان میں اس کی بادشاہت کا خیال رکھتے ہیں.
The truth is, I mean, he's a real fighter, and although the News of the World closed, what he did is he opened the Sun on Sunday with a tiny staff, much smaller budget, and it sells really well and has made him more money. So he's managed to make money out of a disaster. So I don't know, he's a very clever man, but he is getting on a bit. But I think it is going to be a subtle change in British journalism. We are going to ask stars to do sit-down interviews instead of just hiding in their dustbins.
He joins us live from New Hampshire. Thank you for joining us, Governor.
تشدید تبلیغات رسانه‌های تحت امر
امریکا کے گزشتہ صدارتی انتخابات کے مہم کے دوران ریپبلکن پارٹی کے امیدوار میٹ رومنی کے لیے مرداک کے اخبارات اور میڈیا کی پرزور حمایت اور لوگوں کو میٹ رومنی کے حق میں ووٹ دینے کی مرداک کی کمپنی کی کوشش اس تناظر میں قابل غور ہے. یہ وہ صورتحال تھی جو سن 2003 میں برطانیہ کے اس وقت کے وزیر اعظم ٹونی بلیئر کو عراق جنگ میں حصہ لینے کے لیے مشوروں کی یاد تازہ کر رہی تھی.
The fact that newspapers are owned by big business, the fact that the interests of big business are increasingly connected to the interests of mainstream political parties means that they are a natural bedfellow of the political classes.
ایک نئی کمپنی کی شکل میں نیوز کارپوریشن کی سرگرمیوں کو جاری رکھنے کا منصوبہ اور میڈیا کے میدان میں بادشاہت کو قائم رکھنے من جملہ امریکہ کے بڑے بڑے اخبارات جیسے لاس اینجلس ٹائمز اور شکاگو ٹریبیون وغیرہ پر مالکانہ حق قائم کرنے کی کوشش مرداک کی وسیع سرگرمیوں کا ایک حصہ تھا. اور یہ سب کچھ مرداک ایک ایسے وقت کر رہا تھا جب گزشتہ برس برطانیہ میں اس کے اخبارات کے اسکینڈل کا معاملہ ابھی عدالت میں تھا.
پیگیری می شود.
It is alleged that the Murdoch empire corrupted and bribed the police on a large scale.
It's going to take years for the Metropolitan Police to recover its credibility.
He bribed and corrupted British public servants, civil servants, that he, including army officer.
That for me is a bit like what you expect with the mafia.
He also had a relationship with politicians, a series of prime ministers and others, which was too close, unseemly.
He should stand down. Cameron should resign, do the honourable thing and say, well, let's have a fair election where I'm not backed by Murdoch.
If everything turns out, all the allegations turn out to be true, or even half the allegations turn out to be true, I would say this is the biggest corruption scandal of my lifetime, and actually probably of all time. It dwarfs previous corruption scandals.